Joe, do you find it fair that we put Coach Saban and Coach Bryant, many of the other legendary coaches, in the same sentence? Do you think Coach Nick Saban has earned that right to be mentioned with Coach Bryant?
Yes, I do. You know, winning games or winning national championships are certainly important. I look also at how they individually, and they don't like any of this individual stuff talked about or pointed at them, but how they influence the students, the players that are there to learn from them, not only just about the sport, but how to become a better person, how to get ready to get out there and play that big game in life, how to prepare for things. Coach Bryant, you know, if he'd have stayed in the military, Ryan, he'd have become a general. He was a leader, but he appreciated the truth, and he knew that he needed the guys around. He was a teacher. Coach Saban's very similar in that way. He realizes that he needs the rest of the team, the coaches and the players, but he also realizes that he's been blessed to be put in a position that, through his hard work, and I think because of his father and his home background, just like Coach Bryant's home background, all of us, you know, it starts at home with your environment. And, yeah, you can mention these guys in the same way. Hey, Coach Stallings is a great coach to me. Different man, certainly, than Coach Bryant, than Coach Saban. But as far as teaching kids, pointing them in the right direction, young men, and getting them ready for life, yeah, man, they belong on the same team in the same room.
Joe, as I've talked to you several times, going back as an early broadcaster many, many years ago at a golf banquet, and talking to you now, I'm talking to one of the top five sports icons of all time, but your attitude and personality, the humbleness that you provide, I don't feel like that I'm talking to that top, you know, three, four, five guy that's ever played in sports. Where did that come from? Did it come from Coach Bryant? Did he teach you? Obviously, the personality that you've been able to display is simply amazing, how you've handled success.
Well, you can bet Coach Bryant, he didn't blow his own horn now. He was a humble man, an appreciative man about where he came from, too, and what opportunities he had. Absolutely. We don't do anything in this life on our own. I mean, we may develop into a leader. We may excel at some qualities that other folks like to pay attention to, that we can lend a hand in a situation and help out. But we needed somebody to help us and point us in the right direction, or they needed somebody to help them and point them in the right direction. And most of the time, having some humility is very reasonable, I see. Hey, there's no telling how many mistakes we make as athletes, as people in life, as we move along. The thing is to recognize that we're not perfect. It is a human to error, you know, but learn from it and try to help your fellow man, you know. Try to help your neighbor, because none of us are perfect.
Final couple of questions here. You had a special relationship with Miss Bryant. Can you talk about how that relationship was developed?
Well, yes. Early on, when I was a freshman, I got to meet her. And you know what? Later on, I really took me a while to figure this out. She had already known a couple of Western Pennsylvania quarterbacks, you see. One named George Blanda, that was at the University of Kentucky, and the other named Vito Bay Pirelli, who I live 4 miles away from, up the river in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. He was from Rochester. So she knew I was away from home. She knew that, I was away from home. And from the freshman year on, she made sure that she visited every player. She knew the team. She went on trips with us all the time. She was on we used to take two airplanes, and she and Coach Bryant would split up, and one would be on one plane and the other be on the other plane. She got to know all the players. But she helped me. I went through a suspension my junior season, and I was miserable and didn't know which way to turn, man. And I ended up being able to go visit her at the house, out of her house, and out of, well, Coach Bryant wasn't there at the time. And he was at work, and she just helped me tremendously. She was a mom away from home, you know. I had some other friends, lady friends, that were school teachers at Holt, Miss Asbury and Miss Birchfield, along with their sister Mary Kraut, that kind of took me under their wing too. And if it wasn't for Coach Bryant, Mary Harmon Bryant, and those ladies, I don't know where I'd be today. I needed that help, and they gave me the love and guidance that kept me going in the right direction.
Mal Moore, what an amazing individual. And sometimes you have to, you know, pass away for us to go back and look at what he was able to accomplish here. You were on the groundwork when Alabama really was at Alabama, even though we were not playing like Alabama. We had went through a lot of struggles, but I know he went to you with a vision and said, you know, I can get these facilities back to being an exceptional level. You were on the groundwork. You had a first annual Joe Namath and Friends golf tournament, a banquet that continues to this day, raising money for those facilities. What was it in that vision that Coach Mal Moore shared with you to get Alabama back to the current level where it's some of the best facilities, not just in college, but in the National Football League as well?
The mutual love we have for the university and the people of Alabama, the fans of the Crimson Tide, the mutual respect we have for the university, and the thankfulness that we were a part of at an earlier age, and we maintain the friendship, not just Mel and myself, but, you know, so many friends Mel Moore had, man, because of the kind of guy Mel was. He was a gentleman. He was a hard worker. And, boy, you talk about, he never blew his own horn. Didn't need to. Didn't even think about it. He was thankful. He was always so thankful, Ryan. Talk about the boy from Dozier. You know, goodness gracious, look what's going on. Where he is, it was just pure love for the university. That's what Mel had, and he came up with some great ideas, but he also listened to what some folks around him and shared his foresight had to say. And going back to the old story, life's a team effort. What our athletic director is doing now, Bill Battle, he and Mel, you know what? They're right there in the same room. Those guys were classmates. They were upperclassmen to me, and we've been blessed. They were blessed by going to the University of Alabama, and the University of Alabama has been blessed because of the kind of people that have maintained the love for the university.
Well, if you ever get a chance to, and I'm sure you probably know the story, but how Coach Moore went to South Florida, where you're located out, and found Nick Saban is a story within itself. And I don't know if you knew anything about trying to go get Nick Saban, but the story that he shares here a couple of times, man, I still laugh about it when he's sitting in the vehicle eating a sandwich and a box of snacks, and didn't even have a scheduled interview, just a chance to talk to Nick Saban was a lot of fun. And we go back and we do pay a lot of respect to Coach Mal Moore.
Oh yeah, boy. Well, Mel, you know, he shared his intentions with some of us, and some of us, I know myself, I say, hey, Mel, come on, you kidding? You know, I don't know, Mel. I don't know whether you're going to be able to do this. And he was Mel was determined. He was determined. He would call when he was down here. And Yeah. Well, thank you, Mel, and thank you, Coach Saban, for coming to our fine university. We've been enjoying this run.
Absolutely. And let me remind you, it's NamethProducts.com, the Namath Rapid Cooker available, the Namath New York Steaks. You can also connect with Namath as well on the website, NamethProducts.com. Real Joe Namath on the Twitter account. Like him on Facebook. You can follow him there as well, BroadwayJoe.net. Joe, this is an absolute treat every time we talk, and I hope we can do it again. Thank you again for helping us out here in Tuscaloosa. The Bama Nation loves you.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Thank these folks, all the folks in Tuscaloosa. I love you, and I'll see you this season.